This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Most of the 40 million plus Americans who receive food stamp SNAP benefits are seeing an increase this month. Most recipients live in cities. Still, government data show the biggest impact is in rural areas. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains why.
When low-income people receive SNAP benefits, it can change the way they spend their money.
Definitely having some more money for housing. Childcare is a huge issue.
Cammie Wells is with Nebraska's SNAP Ed program. She works in the center of the state, helping people sign up for assistance.
You know, I can think of an example of a family that we're working with. You know, having that SNAP enable them just to really improve their rural diet for themselves and their kids, and then did free up money for other things.
Things like a more reliable car, which she says really opened doors for this family.
Because transportation is so huge, we don't have public transportation.
She says in rural Nebraska, SNAP helps more than just the people who receive the benefits. The program can help keep a small town's grocery store afloat and free up families' budgets to spend more at other local businesses.
In relative terms, SNAP has a bigger impact on the rural economy than the urban economy.
Economist Catherine Ralston at the USDA co-authored the new research on the impact of SNAP benefits in the 6 years following the Great Recession. She says the food and agriculture sectors play a bigger role in rural economies.
That's where most food comes from, is the rural area. So when urban households use their SNAP benefits, it supports output and jobs in the farm and food processing sectors in the rural economy.
Jonathan Haladic is with the Nonpartisan Center for Rural Affairs. He hopes this new research can help build greater support for social safety net programs like SNAP in rural parts of the country.
You know, there is such a stigma associated with food spending still, even if it's not on the part of lawmakers, it's certainly on the part of a lot of voters. And so when people realize the impact it makes in their community, I think it's really valuable.
The recent boost to SNAP increased the average recipient's benefit by 27% over pre-pandemic levels. That's the largest increase since the program was created. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.